The Last Plantagenets by Thomas B. Costain. Copyright 1962 by Thomas B. Costain. This book is read by David Case. The Last Plantagenets, Book 4 of the Pageant of England. Part 1. The King Who Lost a Shoe. Chapter 1. A Prince is Born. 1. A prince was born to the royal line of England on January the 6th, 1367, in the Abbey of Saint-André at Bordeaux, and given the name of Richard. His mother, who had been a widow when she dazzled and cajoled the seemingly impervious bachelor, Edward the Black Prince, into marrying her, had no doubts at all that the boy was the most beautiful baby ever born in a royal bed, and then laid to sleep in an ermine-lined cradle. Somewhat limp and exhausted after the ordeal of motherhood, for she was 39 years old, she gazed through her window at the highest spire in all France, that of Saint-Michel, and the thought may have been in her mind that she herself had climbed to an equal height. She had done her duty, and now none of the sly counsellors of the old king, nor the sour dowagers of the court at Westminster, could have anything more to say. She would soon be the Queen of England, and after that she would see a son of hers on the throne. It should be told that, after her marriage to Prince Edward in the face of parental disapproval, the vivacious Joan, who is called in history the Fair Maid of Kent, and her somewhat taciturn husband, had been glad to get away from the frowns and fogs of London, to settle down to the government of the Aquitanian possessions in this beautiful city, where the sun shone all the year round, or nearly all, and the plane trees sighed in the cool breezes from the sea.